Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Story and his name is Kukuata.
Shining Cuckoo.
Ai, mihi nui. Ki tērā toko rua, ara, he uri me ki, ohi ki rangi maunga, engari, whāngai, tō rātou nei whānau. Ki roto I a mātou o te karu o tika o te waere rapa nei. Ai, ko ngā tamariki, he uri o tokai lao, engari he uri hoki o te kāinga nei. Mihi nui ki a rātou. Ki te toko rua, e utonu nei. Ki te taha o rātou, o rāua whānau, e tū ana ki roto I ngā konohete mo tokai lao. Ai, mihi nui ki a rātou. Tēnā, just carrying on from Matua Hami's kōrero the other week. We have another kōrero here, which is taken from the Rangitāne book, written by Jock McEwan. And this book is a lovely book about our iwi, one of our iwi here, Rangitāne, A Tribal History. And through his research, he has written down this kōrero, or collated all the kōrero and written this down for us, for the Uri Whakaheke, and anyone who's interested, actually. And this is about the migration of Mahanga it's the migration of Rangitāwhanga to us here in the Wairarapa, and mainly down at the Wairarapa, Lake Wairarapa, which is what our kōrero has been about. And these last couple. This happened. So the migration of Rangitāwhanga to Wairarapa in 1675. Most of the descendants of Te Ao Matarahi had occupied the Havelock North and Wairarapa areas following the peace made with Tū Tere Moana of Ngāi Tara. And I'm coming into it a bit halfway into our story, but this particular bit does pertain to our moana. Some of their relatives, under the tribal name of Ngāi Tahu, had moved to Takapau and had intermarried with Rangitane and Aitanga Awhata of that place. Also living in the area around Waimarama were the Ngāti Kahu, Kura Whitia, a branch of the Ngāi Tangi Moana, who had migrated from Wairua several generations earlier. Living at Te Mata, east of Havelock North, were the grandchildren of Rākai Whakiri, a son of Te Ao Matarahi, the eldest son of them being a woman named Hine Te Rangi, who seems to be have some thing of a stormy past. She was married to Tamariki, a prominent chief of those parts, with their granddaughter, and had married Rākai Tauheke, the Rangitane chief, whose death at the hands of Te Whākumu has already been, which is part of the earlier story. But love, wonderful book, and we continue on. Hine Te Rangi had a bit of dispute with one of her brothers, Rākai Werohia, over a cultivation ground named Kaharuma. And through those disagreements, Rākai Werohia's wife, who was Hine Tauira, a sister of the Rangitane chief Te Rerewa, was at the time the Rangitane chief down there at Wairarapa Moana. So the chiefs of the migration were from that Takapo area. The chiefs of the time up there were Te Rangi Tāwhanga, so that was the son of Rākai Werohia, Tū Te Miha, Tū Kaiora, and Tū Puta. They were brothers of Rākai Werohia, and Rākai Rangi, Pōuri, and Kariwhare. So that part there has the good explanation of one of the migrations that are of note for our kahungunu whānau that made their way down here. There are earlier ones, obviously, with other iwi as well, Ngāti Ira, and many others. And this is just one part of our rich kōrero. So those tūpuna, kahungunu tūpuna, they set off on the expedition in the canoes, so war canoes that they had built. Whaka ea ngārangi, te maka whiu, pō kai kaha, and whai tō muri. Sailing down the coast, they rounded Cape Palliser and landed at Te Whārau o Kena, Pā, at the east side of the outlet to Wairarapa Lake. Here they found the Rangitane chief Te Rerewa about to depart for the South Island. So this part here, that kōrero there. So Rangitane have four rohe that we claim to, which is here in Wairarapa, Tāmaki Nui Arua, which is Dannevirke, Manawatū, and at the top of the south, top of the South Island, there is Rangitane o Wairau, and this is one of the kōrero that talks about how our Rangitane faction ended up down in the top of the South Island. So here they found the Rangitane chief Te Rerewa about to depart for the South Island. Te Rangi Tāwhanga explained to his uncle, as Te Rerewa, the Rangitane chief, was the brother of Te Rangi Tāwhanga's mother. So Te Rangi Tāwhanga explained to his uncle that they had left their home and were in need of land. Te Rerewa replied, Te Rangi Tāwhanga explained to his uncle they were had left their home and were in need of land. Te Rerewa replied, Te kore tōku kāinga e riro i a koutou kākahu me o koutou patu. Ke pēnei ko te ipu o tō koutou tīpuna. Katahi ka riro taku kāinga. Which means, I shall not part with my home for your cloaks and weapons, but I should do for the bowel of your ancestor. Te Rangi Tāwhanga understood that Te Rerewa was referring to their canoes, and it was agreed that Te Rerewa should give lands to the former in exchange for four canoes that they used to journey to Wairarapa, as well as three more canoes to be made by Te Rangi Tāwhanga's party. When all was ready, Te Rere Wā said to Te Rangi Tāwhanga, "Hei, kona e rā, catch you later. Mā koutou te hewa ki a Rangitāne, tēnā, anō au te hoki mai." Mā Rangitāne te hewa ki a koe, hare ake nei au o ti ake. And translated, "Farewell. If you should do wrong to Rangitāne, I shall return. But if Rangitāne should do wrong to you, I shall be gone, never to return." So, Te Rerewa then ascended a hill named Otira, south of Featherston, and farewelled his two fires. That is to say, the sources of the two favourite odours from cooking fires, from the manu and the tuna and the ika from the lake. So, with a large number of his people, Te Rerewa departed from Wairo, where some of the descendants still live. Other chiefs in this expedition were Tū Kanai of Ngāti Huataki and Rangitātiti, who came from Oruaiti Pā, that's over in Seatoun in Wellington. So Koya, a bit of an insight onto how our Rangitāne made it down to the top of the South Island, and also one of the migrations of Te Rerewa and our kahungunu whānau down to the Wairarapa Moana there. And Rangitahatiti was a younger brother of Te Whakamana. One of Te Whakamana's principal pā was Te Maru or Kainuku, opposite the junction of the Ruamahanga and Huangarua rivers near Marumbara. He also had a kāinga called Piro. At this junction of the Rua Kokoputuna and the Huangarua rivers, his father, Te Rangitapu, had a strong pā near the Maungaraki Trig. He named Te Ihu Toto because his nose bled there. Ihu was nose, toto, blood. It was later named Te Iringa. After the departure of Te Rerewa, Te Rangi Tāwhanga went to Pōtaka Kura Tāwhiti, and that is sort of out by the Kahutara School, sort of in that direction, Te Pā o Whakamana, who agreed to abide by the arrangement made by Te Rerewa. Pōtaka Kura Tāwhiti was situated on the right bank of the Ruamahanga River, a few kilometres upstream from its mouth in Lake Wairarapa. Te Rangi Tāwhanga and his party settled in the district, and their descendants intermarried with Rangitāne and soon spread over the large area. Te Rangi Tāwhanga's companions, Pōuri and Nuku, accompanied him to Pōtaka Kura Tāwhiti, where Te Whakamana gave land to them also. This was a large area in the vicinity of the present townships of Marumbara and Gladstone. Te Whakamana took Pōuri up to Pukewharariki Hill and indicated the land. As they looked towards Ngā Waka or Ākupe, which we've spoken about already in previous kōrero about kupe, and also with Matua Hami last week, Te Whakamana pointed out to Pōuri signs which give warning of floods, and then he sung him a waiata. Etahi o ngā kōrero, kua aha āhua whakarāpopoto, kia mōhio nei, kia mōhio tonu nei, ai. Tērā rironga o te whenua, tērā me ki raurau ana ngā waka mo te whenua, kia wehe atu a te rerewa, me ona uri ki te tauihu o te waka a Māui, ki te Waipounamu, kei reira tonu rātou. Nā reira, ane tētahi o ngā waiata, te taua waiata e kia nei, ki roto i tēnei kōrero. Kia whakamōhio atu, te whakamana kia Pōuri mā, kia Nuku mā, ki ngā tirohanga o ngā manga me ngā awa kia waipuke tia nā me wehe atu ki o rātau nei kāinga hau, engari tōtika tō haere ki pō takakura tāwhiti. Nō reira, anei. Tō tātou nei waiata.
Ere, tā pākoti ngā he wairere. No tūkuru. He wairere no. He wai kai no tā pākoti ngai. Tā pā.
Ai, koia tawa waiata. Tā pākoti ngā, te wai, he wai rere. Ai, nō reira, ai, ko tawa waiata. Ka pēnei, tapakotinga, a leaping water from Tūkuru, a flowing stream from Tā Moana, e Papa Tōkuru is the water. A black stream, a dark stream, in the water of Tā Moana. A black stream flowing into the stream from Tauranga Kaiahi, a devouring stream from Tā Pākotinga. Te whakamana advised Pauri on seeing these signs to collect his people e pō takakura tāwhiti. So, whether you've heard that story before or were wondering about how there are two iwi here, predominant iwi here, this is one of the stories of how we have rangitāne and kahungunu. And as you, from the story, this is from back in 1675, around about, and these were the... one of the migrations that we can attribute our two iwi to. And obviously, as time went on, kahungunu intermarried, as the story goes, and spread a bit further out into the north, up to Masterton. But aye, koia. And you can tell that, so you can see the peaceful... part side of the story, you know, it wasn't one of domination. It wasn't one of, it wasn't a story of, you know, that rangitāne were wiped out by kahungunu. This is a lovely story of rangitāwhanga coming down to his maternal uncle, Te Rerewa, after. Let's say scuffles and disagreements back up in Takapau, where he brought down waka to and ended up a good trip for him, for both parties. As Te Rerewa was leaving, it was a straight swap for some waka. Te Rerewa left down, and so that song that I played just before, that was all recorded by our rangitāne o Wairau whānau. They took the initiative to hold some of these, record some of these songs. Some of these waiata have been documented, but the tunes have been lost. So that one, for instance, one of our whanaunga, Tawaroa, he sings the song, but the tune was actually put together by Paraone Gloin. And For any of our rangitane whānau out there or whānau who are interested, there's many a lovely song that rangitane, Te Runanga o Rangitane o Wairau have put from these old kōrero into song form for everyone to listen to. So go and have a look. The other peaceful part there is, you know, Pauri and Nuku were given land by Te Whakamana, and he even told them, you know, to these are the signs that you look for if there's an impending flood, because that's why Wairarapa Moana, you know, after, actually we'll get to that later, it used to always flood down there, but our people knew how to live with those floods. It wasn't something that they tried to change river systems or change things or divert waterways. They knew the signs, the environment told them the signs, and they put it in songs and to remind themselves that, you know, if you see black water down there at Tauranga Kaiahi, get up there to Potaka Kura Tawhiti and you'll be safe as. So when we think about our two iwi here, These are one of our stories, and our lovely stories. That was, you know, by all accounts, peaceful, because you don't give away land and then tell them how to look after it as well if it's not a peaceful and an agreeable transaction, I should probably say. All right, nō reira, mihi nui, if you want to go and have a look at that book. It's Rangitane, Rangitane, A Tribal History. Very cool book. And, all right, so I'll break this up with a bit of a waiata. I forgot my mind.
Yeah.
Ka pai, ka tei ko te wai o te pai ko tēnā. Ai, whakarau iri hiara, written by none other than Hone Hurihanga Nui, Te Atahia's dad, and written for the Power Wars competition that was had at Makaurau back in the early 90s. One of the songs that I think it won that year, won the Mō Tētea, and they have, again, by some of our Māori organisations, have made sure that, you know, it has a modern a modern feel with in terms of how we access our waiata. And Wairarapa Moana, their YouTube page has got heaps of our cool songs on there. That if you're learning them, they have the words in the description, and also have heaps of other waiata, kōrero, karakia. So, ai, waiata pai tēnā. Ka pai ko whakarau iri here. So, on our next part of our podcast, one of the parts in the kōrero there, talks about the Tatau Paunamu, which is ka pēnei. Ka rere tonu au ki runga ake I te Tatau Paunamu o re mutaka, ka te tiro whakatau iho, ka haere tonu, ka haere tonu, ka haere tonu. So, te painga o enei kōrero, enei mihi, enei pepeha, ko ngā, ngā āhua kura huna, ngā kupu huna, ngā ka kia nei, te tatau paunamu, engari he kōrero, nui rau atu, e whai ana I taua kōrero mo te tatau paunamu, no reira, ka pēnei. So the all centres around our whānau here, and so the tatau paunamu is an agreement between the uri of Wairarapa, and this is back in the early 1800s. So an agreement between Wairarapa Māori and Te Ati Awa from over in Wellington and Taranaki. And so tatau paunamu, tatau is door, paunamu is like greenstone. There's no greenstone door up there. So don't go up there looking for a greenstone door. It's a figure of speech, as to say, peace will become to both sides. But peace was started out with a bit of fighting. So, and mostly centred around a couple of main characters, and especially our tupuna here, Nuku Peopewa. So, so Nuku Peopewa is said to have been called Nuku Peopewa because he had moko was in the style called Peopewa. Was probably born in the late 18th century in Wairarapa. And he was descended from the ancestors Kahungunu and Rangitane, Te Ao Matarahi and Ira. His principal hapū was Ngāti Kahukura Awhetia. Some genealogy suggests that Nuku Tamaroro was his father. It is more likely that he was the son of Te Ono. Earlier biographies have attributed to him the warlike exploits of his ancestor, also called Nuku, who lived five generations before. Both men exhibited ingenuity and skill in war. This could have helped to cause the confusion. While Nuku Peopewa was away from Wairarapa, the district was invaded again, this time by the Taranaki peoples of Te Ati Awa, Ngāti Tama and Ngāti Mutunga. After the defeat of the Wairarapa people at Pihikātia about 1833, the majority went north to Nuku Taurua. Although the accounts which have been preserved are conflicting, it is most likely that Nuku Peopewa heard of the fresh invasion from refugees arriving at Nuku Taurua and began to plan to expel the invaders. So, Nuku Peopewa, man, heaps of cool kōrero about that fella. There's, if we went down to, down in Featherston, there's this awesome, What's this called? Statue of him, I suppose, because it's a statue. You can see there on the those who are listening, there's a thing on the right of the screen of one of his kōrero. So dum 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 dum. Aye, so aye, Nuku Pua Pua, there was a bit of fighting happening, and he wanted to make his way back and expel these forces. So, although he was warned not to go, Nuku Pua Pua led a Wairarapa force of 200 to Mangaraki, arranged southeast of present day Marsden. So that's our Gladstone. Is the Mangaraki range. He was accompanied by Te Hapuku, leading a force of 400 Heretaunga men. The leaders climbed a hill at night and saw the innumerable fires of their enemies, except for a few, led by Hoi Roa of Ngāti U Pokoiri. The Heretaunga forces withdrew, Aiki and Nei Kōrero. In spite of this deduction, Nuku Pua Pua took by surprise the pā at Tauwhare Rata, near present-day Featherston, where Te Whare Pauri, the leader of Te Atiawa, was living. Te Ua Mairangi and Te Kakapi, the wife of the adoptive stepdaughter of Te Whare Pauri, were captured with 25 others. Nuku Pua Pua spared the lives of the captors and sent Te Ua Mairangi to her husband in an effort to make peace. In response, Te Ua Mairangi presented Te Kakapi to Nuku Pua Pua. This laid the basis for the peace that was later concluded. Nuku Pua Pua returned with Te Kakapi to the north. After the battles, Te Whare Pauri went through to negotiate the Wairarapa for his niece and adopted daughter. The price was to be restoration of Wairarapa to its dispossessed people. However, Nuku Pua Pua was not there to arrange the peace. He had been travelling south as Te Whare Pauri sailed north. At Tahai Nui, between Nuhaka and Whakaki, near Wairoa, his canoe overturned in the mouth of the river. A wave lifted the canoe above him and struck him in the head, killing him. A peace with Te Whare Pauri was made by Pehi Tū Te Pākihirangi, where it was agreed ko te awa kairangi, te wai inu o te ati awa, ko te rua mahanga, te wai inu o te kahurangi e. So, translated, the Awakairangi River waters in the Awakairangi will be for Te Atiawa, and the waters of the Ruamahanga will be for the Wairarapa whānau. And beginning in 1841, the Wairarapa people returned to their homes through their efforts, valour and wisdom of Nuku Pua Pua. The mana of Wairarapa people were preserved. His canoe was carved and erected as a monument at Whakaki. It's at Wairoa there, by Whakaki Lake. A carved figure representing him was built into the palisade at the Papawai near Greytown. So Koya, 1840s is when they returned, thanks to the work. And again, there's a deeper story into Nuku about all his... it's actually quite well documented. There's a lot known about Nuku Pua Pua and his feats during his lifetime. And with the Tatau Pounamu, it was because of his skill and nous around fighting and the art of war, I suppose you would call it. He was able to broker this peace without any more bloodshed. And that was the taking of prisoners, but in good faith returning the wife of Te Whare Pauri back to him, where Te Whare Pauri accepted these terms. And if you are those kaumātua that still speak about it, if Wairarapa are over at a kaupapa in Wellington, You know, our elders still remember that, as do the elders and kaumātua from Te Awa Kairangi over in Pōneke there. So lovely story, and it's actually going to be a big part of the Wellington Heritage Festival. The Wellington Heritage Festival, and it's a joint closing ceremony between Wairarapa, Ngāti Kahungunu, and Rangitāne, and Te Ati Awa, and the Wellington organisers of the Wellington Heritage Foundation, which is a big arts kaupapa. And we actually had the opening day at Pukaha, which Te Atahia was talking about last week on her episode, which was the Rangitāne, let's call it our part in the Wellington Heritage Festival, which was part of the open day for Pukaha. And the Kahungunu one will be happening this month, so jump on the website or give the Ngāti Kahungunu Iwi Development a call. They've got a kaupapa for their part of the Wellington Heritage Festival, which is a kōrero by some of our kaumātua there, and taking them around by bus and having kōrero about Wairarapa Moana. So they're driving around in a bus, and that's them. And then at the end of the November, Rangitāne and Wairarapa are hosting the closing ceremony, and our kōrero is going to be around the Tato Paunamu, which has us meeting up the top of the Remutaka at the old shop, the old meeting place there at the top of Remutaka, and travelling down to where, out to Gladstone, out to Hurunui o Rangi, to talk about people like Nuku Peopewa and some of the stuff that happened as per our kōrero we just talked about, and then back to a bit of a kai and entertainment, kapahaka and stuff like that at the Solway, at the Kopful. Aye, so koia, hunuku peopewa, me ngā tūpuna, o Auwara, nuku peopewa, tū te pā kihirangi, o mea rātou kōrero, e utonu nei, ngā iwi o te awa kairangi, ngā iwi o te Wairarapa, e mohi o nei ki e nei kōrero, nā, ka tū tonu, te tatau pāinamu ki Wanganui i a mātou nei, nā reira. Mihi nui ki tērā. Ai, tēnā tātou. Anei, he waiata tēnei a nā nuku peopewa. Anō, nā runga i te whārangi ipurangi YouTube o Wairarapa Moana. Whakaroma mai.
He tangi mo te ōhanga i tua rāua ko te rangi takuariki. Nā nuku pewa i tito, mō e nei tamae rua nei. I mate rāua i pēhi kātia kai te taha tonga o hupenui. Hare atu rā e tamamai, i te mate o te rākau e tama e tāu e anga i patu ai, kaupeka i roto, kaupare to a katangohi a te mā, nawa ka poia ki a ai, tūpawa ki a rehua ki a tahurangi, E te mata take take I tupea ai a rangi ki te poho o rangita maku I tahuaroa I hikaia e tupai e tamakaka ki te ahitapuna rangi nui I takahia ki tauru rangi atamaika tūtona ahi koe a te ahi tapu, koe a te ahi toro, koe a te ahi tipua, ka puta ki te hou, matapu, ka ea ki te ao, e tamama e. Haere ra e tamama e. I te ara katakoto I tā hekeroa ki a karangatia mai koutou ki te muri ki te wai hou I tō koutou ti puna I arua moko e whakanga o kora I raro henga ka puta te hu ki te tai a o ko ia hine puia I hawa I ki e tahi noa mai ra I te kau hika ki waho I te mō wana ka tere hine uku ka tere hine one ka tere parawhi nua mea ki a hine mō wana e tū mai ra I tahora nui a te a ka whakapai ki utara koe a hine tapatu rangi e haere atu nā kōrua e tamama e.
Kia pai. Kia ora. Nō reira, ko tawa waiata I tito enuku peo peo a moona mō ngā taua enei tokorua. So, e ai ki ngā kōrero, in a battle in the late 1820s, Taranaki had invaded the Wairarapa and built their pā at Te Tarata and Wharepapa near Lake Wairarapa. Their plans were to completely obliterate the Wairarapa people, but news of this had reached Ngāti Pōpeo and other Kahungunu Rangitāne chiefs, who rallied together their forces and waged a successful battle that evicted Ngāti Tama from Wairarapa. Painga Ruru, a chief of Ngāti Tama, was slain, but also slain at the same time was Te Ohanga Itua and Te Rangi Takuariki. And that is what the Motetea was written for his two young warriors. Ai, nō reira, koeira te āhuatanga o te ao Māori, te tito waiata, kia mōhio. They also wrote songs, especially ones like this, to express their grief, to document things, and as that our other waiata near the start there, as warnings. So ai, koia. And I think, in that little kōrero there at the start of our mihi, you know, ka tere nei taku rere ki runga I te mā hora hora o te whānuitanga, me te whānuitanga o te whenua ki ngā kāinga waiwai oku tipuna, which literally means I speed across the vastness and the openness of our whenua, and not just the whenua, the vastness of the whenua, but the vastness of the kōrero and the vastness of the stories that our tupuna either put in songs so we could remember them, and also stories handed down to us so we can still remember some of the good stuff. As we look, you know, looking backwards, going into the future, that we do know these are just as important as our, you know, they're just an expanse on our pepeha. So if we're talking about our maunga, somewhere in our kōrero there lots of stories about rua mahanga, you know, heipipi and earthquakes and stuff like that. So yeah, koina taku, that's all my stuff during my podcast. So man, there's so much more. I could probably have like another week or two worth of podcasts about Wairarapa Moana. There's so many lovely stories. Next week we'll move on to the next. We'll keep coming north to Ngāre Ngāre, to Pukengaki, ki Hupe Nui, ki Papa Waimarae, ngā whakapākoko e Arawana ki roto kia tau ai te hurumanu, te rongo mauri, te rongo taketake ki roto i te tangata ki runga ki te whenua. So my next one, my job is I'll have a look and dive into a bit more kōrero about Papawai, which there is a lot. There's probably a week or so that we could talk about Papawai as well. Lovely kōrero from out there, from our marae. So ai, nō reira, mihi ana kia koutou e te hunga whakarongo. Koutou e mātakitaki ana ki Wairarapa TV. O tira, ki te hunga koutou, o tō tātou nei tāone o whakaoriori, tātou katoa e whakarongo ana. Ki te motu tapu, ki te ika nui o Māui. Tainoa, ki te tauihu o te waka a Māui ki te Waipaunamu. Koutou katoa e whakarongo nei. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa.